Studios. Now back to Maddie in the Morning
on Kiss 108.
Don't you always play a little one of those things after the song? When did?
Yeah, remember a couple weeks ago.
We don't do that, huh? I'll talk to you later.
Yeah.
A couple what?
We've been doing it. We switched it about 3 weeks ago. We swapped them. But we'll talk about it later.
Why? This is what drove me crazy yesterday. Why am I not in on that? You know, you never send me my email. Okay, you know what's fine. Fine, I'll go play golf now. Yeah. How's that? Okay, Bex?
Okay.
You're changing his show?
No, we talked about this weeks ago.
Wow.
Constantly.
Constantly
messing with my show.
When we started the
I'm not talking to you.
Money contest.
I'm only talking to Dom.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
I'm only talking to my
Dom
Florida
know
producer.
You were changing Matt's
show? Okay, Billy, you need to stop. Okay.
No, they're preparing for my exit. No. Billy's been lobbying for it. Can I read a headline that I think you might find interesting, please?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Rocket debris from China's space station launch is hurtling back to Earth, and scientists aren't sure where it will land.
Mm. Yep.
Don't you think that's something they would have thought of before they sent the rocket up to space?
Mm-hmm.
No, really.
Yeah.
Don't you think that should have been in the planning stage when the space garbage comes hurtling back down?
Yeah, this is bigger than most. It's the size of a 5-story building.
A huge piece
hurtling.
Of space.
Thank you.
A huge piece of space junk is about to make an uncontrolled re-entry back into Earth's atmosphere, threatening to drop debris at a number of cities around the world in coming days.
Around May 8th.
What's today? May 5th?
Yeah, it's this
Wait
weekend.
Wait a minute. Is this May 5th? Cinco de Mayo. I believe it is.
Cinco de Mayo. Yeah, it's
the 46,000-pound Chinese rocket recently launched the first module for the country's new space station in orbit after the core separated from the rest of the rocket. It should have followed a predetermined flight path into the ocean. But now, scientists have little idea where it will land as it orbits the Earth.
Yeah.
Okay.
The only piece of good news is I think 71% of the Earth is water.
Okay. We all went to third
grade. That leaves about 30% of us in its path.
Mm-hmm. Like, just when there was a light at the end of the tunnel and things starting to reopen, you're like, okay, this.
Well, it's not going to – what are the odds it lands on you?
I don't know.
Well, yeah, it's
my
pretty,
luck it will.
It's pretty small, but there is a chance.
Yeah. And when there's a chance.
You say there's a chance.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's what they're saying.
Yeah. Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Do you think you'll hear it coming?
Well, I think I think by the time you hear it, it's too late.
Yeah. Just don't look up.
Yeah.
So once you hear it,
it's over.
Yeah, you can't get
it's
out of
over.
The way.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like that.
I wouldn't mind
from
going that
week.
Way.
I agree. If you're going to go, might as well get hit by a rocket.
You'd just be driven into the ground with a nail.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would like to have like a hole in one or something and be all excited and the rocket hits me in the head.
Hmm?
As long as I don't want it to hurt my family, but it can take me.
Well, think of it. Golf course, nice open area.
Mm-hmm.
For the debris. Be a giant spot for debris to land.
What do you think? If you're in your house, you're safe when it hits your roof? Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I really think that you will hear it. Here it goes.
And it's likely to come down in pieces.
So
it'll hit
people.
Several.
Yep.
Mm. Wow. So the Chinese didn't plan on.
I guess this was
a glitch.
It was a little bit of a glitch.
Oh, a little bit of a glitch. Well, you can't blame somebody for a glitch.
Exactly.
It's a little glitch.
Glitch could happen to anybody.
Yeah.
There's a glitch.
Wow.
Yeah. Pretty big glitch. A glitch nonetheless.
I love this story.
Yeah. Okay.
So sometime this weekend.
It's over.
We'll know by the end of the weekend.
Yeah.
Where it hits.
Have you ever get lucky and it'll hit Mar-a-Lago?
Oh, imagine. Just a big hole that was Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah. It's got to land somewhere. Mm. Yeah. Like, you don't, like, if you see the rocket coming, what do you do? You have to know which way to run.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if it's coming down towards you. I guess if it's coming straight down, it doesn't matter where you run.
Well, yeah, but again, if you spot it in the sky, it's going to be hard to tell what direction. You don't know what way to run.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's, yeah. Oh, boy.
It's like reading a putt. You know, you have to judge where the ball is going to break. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Yeah. How about a hat? Would a hat help?
A helmet
like
wouldn't
a
even help.
Like a hard hat.
Yeah, how about one of those pith helmets that they wear on those African safaris? Everybody should wear one of those.
Well, it might help if, like, there are tiny pieces of debris falling somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
I'm kind of looking forward to this. So when did you say it's this weekend?
It's between the 8th and the 10th. So, yeah.
This weekend.
Yeah. Yep.
Anywhere between New York and New Zealand.
Yeah.
Does anybody?
That's a pretty big target.
Is that what they said?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
They really haven't narrowed it down. Yeah, much.
It's completely out of control.
Okay, yeah. So it's coming May 10th. What's today? Cinco de Mayo. Okay, so today's the 5th of May.
Yeah, so anytime between Saturday and, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
A couple days after.
Do people still do the Cinco de Mayo thing? Like get a bunch of people together and go eat tacos?
Oh, yeah. They do, absolutely. Today's kind of a gross day. I wish it was a better
That sounds day, like a Bex thing.
Oh, yeah. Which I like actually, I'm trying to figure out where I'm going to go tonight. But yeah. Because the problem is it's not nice, so you can't really sit outside. But yeah.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Grab tacos and a tequila.
You feel like a cliche.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, hey, it's Cinco de Mayo. Let's have a taco.
Yeah, it just fake seems, holiday.
It does seem, yes, kind of silly.
It's super cliche, but it's an
but
excuse
I like tacos.
To... Exactly.
You know, and I like a shot of tequila, you know. Yeah. All right, folks, we're going to go to a break, but make sure you look up, you know.
There's a bright flash, brighter than the sun, brighter than anything you've ever seen.
Oh,
it could knock you down hard or throw you against a tree or a wall. But if you duck and cover, you will be much safer.
Oh, okay. Oh, now I don't feel so bad. You have to duck and cover.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, it's time for right now. Now, I don't know how many people are going to call because most people are looking up for the debris. But if you get a chance to pick up the phone, give me a call, 617-931-1108. This is our number, and this is a segment called Right Now. We want to know what you're doing right now. It doesn't have to be a great story. Just check in with us. Want to know you're there. Let me know you're there. Give me a call.
Tired of trying to act surprised when your cart's declined?